fourth day of the Blessed Month of Tus. May God include this in a new aid for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. On this day was the martyrdom of Saint Quadratus, one of the 70 apostles. He was born in the city of Athens and was one of its great philosophers and learned nobles. When he believed in the Lord Christ, the Lord chose him to be one of his 70 apostles. Having received the grace of the Comforter on the day of the Pentecost, he preached the life-giving gospel in many countries. He enlightened their people with the faith of the Lord Christ and baptized them. Finally, he returned to Athens, his birthplace, to preach Christianity there also. They silenced him and tortured him severely. Then they cast him into the fire. Thus he received a crown of martyrdom and the blessing of his praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also, the year 107 of the martyrs, Saint Gregory Nazianzus, the Salesian, departed. He was the son of Gregory, Bishop of Nazianzus. This saint was born in the year of 328 AD in Arianzus, a village in Cappadocia, not far from Nazianzus. When he became a young man, his father sent him to schools in Caesarea of Cappadocia, Caesarea of Palestine, then in Alexandria, and finally in Athens. He learned logic, poetry, philosophy, rhetoric, and theological subjects. He spent 12 years studying, during which he befriended Saint Basil the Great. They both agreed on a life of devotion and monasticism. When Gregory went back to his homeland, he assisted his father in pastoral care, for he had become old. His father ordained him a presbyter in the year of 361 AD. When St. Basil was consecrated Archbishop of Caesarea Cappadocia, he consecrated his friend Gregory a bishop for Sazima in the year of 372 AD. Nevertheless, he could not go to his parish, for this parish was under dispute between the St. Basil, the bishop of, and Simos of Tiana. The soldiers of the Arian Emperor Valens prevented Gregory from entering his parish. He returned to Nazianzus to assist his father in his episcopal duties. After the departure of his father, in the year 374 AD, he went to a monastery to live in the seclusion for worship and contemplation for 5 years. Then he went to Constantinople in the year of 379 AD. For its Orthodox congregation urged him to come, for the Arians had troubled them with their corrupt teachings. In Constantinople, he returned many of the Arians to the Orthodox faith. The intention was to confirm him a patriarch for Constantinople. But when the Second Ecumenical Council convened in the year 381 AD, those who were assembled in the council studied the nomination. The Egyptian delegation objected this nomination, for the was previously consecrated bishop for another parish. He left Constantinople after bidding the bishops and the congregation farewell in an every moving letter. Then he went back to Nazianzus to oppose the heresy of Apollinaris. Later on, he lived in seclusion in Nazianzus' birthplace, along with some hermits. He composed many articles contra Arians and other heresies. He also composed the five theological orations on the divinity of the Logos, which earned him the title the Salesian. The Gregorian liturgy is also attributed to him. Finally, he would repose in the Lord. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also, Saint Gregory the monk departed. This saint was the son of pious Christian and exceedingly rich parents from one of the cities of Upper Egypt. They cared greatly to teach him every virtue. They educated him in the art of speaking, medicine, and also the church subjects. Later on, they took him to the father, Abba Isaac, bishop of their parish, who ordained him a deacon. He was inclined to solitary life since his young age. He used to pay many visits to Abba Bohemius of the Cononia. Later, he became a monk under the guidance of Abba Bohemius. He advanced greatly in the way of righteousness of 413 years. When Saint Macarius the Alexandrian came to visit the Sinopetic monasteries, Gregory asked Saint Bohemius to permit him to go back with Saint Macarius to the Mount of Calais. He dwelt with Saint Macarius for 2 years. Later on, he took the permission of Saint Macarius and dug out a small cave for himself in the mountain, where he dwelt for 7 years. He used to visit Saint Macarius twice a year. on the feast of the Nativity of our Lord and on his holy resurrection, to consult him in his spiritual fight. When he completed his good strife, the angel of the Lord informed him that after 3 days he would depart from the world. Saint Gregory called the elders of the desert, bade them farewell, then departed in peace on the third day. The blessing of this prayer, of his prayers, be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.